Early in the morning, in a quiet corner of Earth's first colony, Mars Alpha, in a small late 21st century Tudor-style house, the Nightingale Inn, Astra Jones wakes with a start. The nightmare still clings to the edges of her mind, her skin clammy and cold. But then Hilda turns over in her sleep, letting an arm fall across her wife's chest. Astra snuggles closer to Hilda, her head nestling into the crook of Hilda's neck. She breathes deeply, and her favorite smell in the world fills her nostrils. Pears and Carpusian blossoms, Hilda's soap.
It's too early for you to wake me up.
I didn't mean to. Go back to sleep.
Well, I'm up now.
Can we just stay here forever?
Sounds good to me. Ugh, turn it off.
One second. Let me just check it. It might be important.
Isn't your mission to catch the spider? Well, you've caught me. What are you gonna do with me?
Oh, I'm planning on doing quite a lot with you.
Give me that.
Hey, give that back. Belinda's trying to send me a transmission. It's probably important.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Hello, Captain Jones. This is a little awkward, but, well, it's just I was wondering if you could give me some advice. I haven't talked to Johan since the night of the gala. You remember Johan, the bartender? Well, I feel like I should send him a message, but I don't know what to say. What should I say?
Yes, it seems vitally important to the safety of the galaxy.
Poor thing. She's a sweet girl, but utterly clueless.
Reminds me of someone I used to know.
Oh, come on! I was never that bad.
Ugh, you were worse.
When Astra was still a shiny young thing with the agency, she was assigned her first mission under the leadership of the then Captain Finley on Venus. There had been an uptick of activity from a group of dissenters against the agency, and an unnamed individual stole a good deal of medical supplies from an agency transport ship. Finley's team, Astra and Agent Lee, were in charge of tracking the culprit down.
The best way to learn about criminals is to go where they go. Now, do you know where that might be, Agent Jones?
Months?
I meant before they get caught.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Well, if they're stealing medical supplies, maybe we should stake out the ambulance ships. Then we can catch them when they strike again.
If they strike again.
If this were a series of thefts, your plan would be a good one, Agent. But since this is the first one in a while, I was thinking of something a little more direct.
Speakeasies.
Exactly. Now, there are too many of them for us to hit them all at once, so we're going to split up. Jones, you stay with Agent Lee. Agent Lee, since you are about to transfer to the undercover division, consider this a rehearsal. We're going to need plain clothes. An agency uniform is going to be a dead giveaway. I'll send you the locations on your communicators. We'll meet back here at 2200 hours. Questions?
No, Captain.
Don't hesitate to ask if you do have any. I'd rather you ask too many than too few.
I'll try and think of some.
Jesus.
I mean, I'll ask questions if I need to.
Good. Best of luck to you both. And remember, follow your instincts.
Forget what they said. Just shut up and watch me. We'll talk to some locals. Try not to draw attention to ourselves. Go get changed.
I'm not an idiot, you know. I graduated at the top of my class from the agency training program.
That doesn't mean anything in the real world. You have no experience, no grit. You're basically an infant, and I hate babysitting.
That guy.
Venus's Violet, the premier speakeasy for a very select clientele. The door is marked with a single image of a double-sided axe.
Excellent. A crowd of women. This is perfect. I'm a great schmoozer.
Sure you are. I don't think you'll have much success here.
Watch me. Hello, ladies. How are you doing this evening? Nothing? Okay, that's cool. I understand when I'm not wanted. I'll leave.
Told ya.
No, let me just try that other group of women.
Lee, trust me, they aren't interested.
Why?
This place is called Venus's Violet. All the clients are women. There was a Labrys on the door. Look, there are framed pictures of Sappho and Billie Jean King above the bar.
And?
Dude, this is a lesbian bar. You stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh, that explains it. Well, we should go then. We aren't going to get anything here.
You aren't, but I might. You go on to the next location. I'll see what I can find out and meet you there.
No, Finley said you should stay with me.
Finley also said we should follow our instincts, and mine are telling me that I can do this.
Fine, you have 20 minutes, then meet me at the next location.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm setting your communicator so I can track your location. That way, if you get into trouble, I can find you, and I'll call you when I need
you. Okay, fine. Now go! Can I get a gin and tonic? Thanks.
Was that guy bothering you?
Oh, no, that was my cousin. He's just a little overprotective.
Okay, is he trying to make sure you get together with a nice girl?
No, I actually have a boyfriend. I just needed a drink, you know. And lesbian bars are always nice.
Ah, a straight girl crashing our scene.
I never said I was straight. It's the 24th century, you know? Sexuality is a spectrum.
My apologies, you're right.
I usually am.
And cocky too. I like that. I'm Hilda.
Astra, it's nice to meet you.
So, are you new in town? I haven't seen you around the colonies before.
Yeah, just visiting for work.
What do you do?
Import, export. You?
Well, I was mining with my dad, but I've taken some time off work lately. My mom is sick, I'm taking care of her.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, miner's lung. It's pretty common here.
Isn't the agency taking care of her? Giving her medicine and stuff.
Ha! You think they actually care about us here? My mom is on a list to see a doctor. Her appointment is sometime next summer. We won't make it that long if she doesn't get help.
So if you aren't getting help from the agency, where are you getting help?
I love this song, Let's Dance. Come on, I know you have a boyfriend, but you're pretty and it'll be fun.
Thank you. Okay, let's go.
So, how serious is the boyfriend anyway?
Not that serious.
Good.
Astra and Hilda, in the early throes of ignited chemistry, don't realize how much time passes while they dance, drink, and chat. Astra tries to remind herself that she's on the job, but Hilda makes it very difficult for her to focus. Before long, Astra's 20 minutes are long expired, and Agent Lee is anxious to meet with her again.
Shh, I have to go.
Wait. That's my contact, if you want it.
I do. Come on, I was not that naive. I knew you were up to something right away. And I knew you were into me.
Well, of course I was into you. Look at you.
Stop it.
I'm serious. You are without a doubt the most stunning creature I have ever laid my eyes on.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So why are you just standing there?
Hilda cups a hand behind Astra's head and brings her face closer to her own. She moves in to kiss Astra's lips, but diverts. First, kissing her cheek, then her ear, her neck. She pulls at the belt on Astra's robe, undoing the loose knot.
Of all the stars I've ever seen in the galaxy, you are without a doubt the loveliest.
Kiss me.
Not yet.
Hilda pulls Astra's robe open and kisses her chest. She sweeps an arm under Astra's legs and lifts her up and carries her over to the bed, laying her gently on the soft blankets.
Kiss me.
Not quite yet.
Hilda takes off her own robe and climbs on top of her wife. She takes one of Astra's hands in her own and kisses her palm. Hilda's mouth moves up to Astra's wrist and inside of her elbow, her shoulder.
Kiss me.
Now.
Finally, I've been calling you for the last 5 minutes.
I'm here, aren't I? It took a minute to walk here. Teleportation isn't a thing yet.
Well?
Well, what?
Did you find anything at the lesbian bar?
No, it was a dead end.
Then why didn't you?
Agents, come in.
We're here, Captain.
I received some intelligence. Meet me back at the ship.
Right away, Captain.
Don't you dare tell them that I let you go off on your own.
Hey, it's my head too. I won't.
Doors open. Welcome back to Lunar Vessel Da Vinci 21.
Ah, good.
Captain Jones,
the two of you made excellent
time. Are you
okay? Time.
Thank you, Captain. You said you received some intelligence?
Yes. A contact of mine specializes in surveillance drones. Mainly he uses them to blackmail public figures, but it just so happens that one of his drones was in the area when those supplies were stolen. The image is grainy. The drone only caught her for about half a second, and it's from a block away. But it's a start. Do either of you recognize her?
I can't say that I do.
Agent Jones?
No. I don't think so.
Welcome to your cabin, Agent Jones.
Commence sleep mode.
Sleep mode activated.
Turn ship log off.
Warning. No automatic emergency transmissions will send when ship log is off. Proceed?
Yes.
Please enter your agency ID number. Ship log off. You are now disconnected from the ICIA Lunar Base.
I have to say, I'm a little surprised you called. But pleased.
Do you want to meet me?
Wow, what would the boyfriend say?
How about by the statue of President Ocasio-Cortez?
Okay, when?
20 minutes.
All right, see you then.
Back in the Nightingale Inn, Astra and Hilda lay on the bed together, a tangle of limbs. Hilda gently smooths back the hair, clinging to Astra's sweaty forehead.
How did I get so lucky?
I try not to question it.
Well, I still have one question. Why do you think I was naive?
Hilda gets up from the bed, wrapping herself in her robe. She walks out onto the balcony, taking in the view of the sun shining high down on the red planet.
Hilda?
I don't want to ruin the moment.
Ruin the moment? What do you mean?
I mean, we rarely see each other. I don't want to say something that's going to start a fight.
Okay, now you have to say it, or we'll have a fight about how you didn't say it.
You were naive about the agency, and you still are.
Excuse me?
You still work for them. After all they've done, I see their victims every day. The agency hurts people, and you're a part of it.
I am a part of it to protect you. If I weren't there, they would send someone else after you, and you'd probably be sitting in Mons now.
Don't pretend like I'm the only reason you work for the agency. You like feeling like a hero.
Ho-ho! You're accusing me of a hero complex?
What's that supposed to mean?
You love being a hero. That's your whole thing. You don't care about rules or laws. You just love the glory. And I have to be the one to make sure you're okay.
You think I only do what I do for the glory?
Yeah, sometimes. Of course not. I know you want to help people.
I do help people.
And so do I! And it's not just you I'm helping. The Hammerhead was a bad guy. He was ruthless and a killer. And he can't hurt people anymore because of me. And the Gull! Do you know how many people starved because of him? He left ships abandoned in space with no fuel and no supplies, and they died! And I stopped him. Not all pirates are in it to help people. In fact, most aren't.
That may be, but that doesn't change the fact that the agency does as much harm as those pirates. I've seen kids dying of curable diseases because the agency pays their parents basically nothing. And the soonest doctor's appointment they can get is years away. I've seen miners with such poor working conditions that their bodies are breaking down, but they can't afford to retire. And I saw my own mother waste away, even after she devoted her whole life to the agency, because they didn't care about her. They don't care about anyone.
Why do you think I'm trying so hard to rise through the ranks? I can fix things from the inside.
Thank you for proving my point. That was the most naive thing you could possibly have said. Fuck.
Hey, you.
I know you stole medical supplies from the agency. Was it to help your mom?
What? Oh, shit. You work for the agency. Let go of me.
Listen, I didn't tell my captain I was coming here. I didn't bring my communicator. I'm dressed in plain clothes so they can't track my badge. I could have brought the whole might of the agency with me, but I want to understand. Why did you do it?
How do I know you aren't lying to me?
I think you know I'm not.
I might be a fool for believing you, but I do. Let go of me, I won't run. Sit with me. I'll explain.
Sitting with a criminal? What am I doing?
The agency is the real criminal. They're the reason my mom is sick and the reason she can't get help. She's dying. I need to help her.
You're trying to cure her?
No, I don't think I can. I don't think anyone can. But she's in so much pain, I just want to make it a little easier for her. It's bad enough she has to waste away.
I'm sorry. But you shouldn't have stolen the supplies.
I stole 2 bottles of Morphinol and a few bags of THCT.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what your mission is all about. 60 pain pills and a little weed.
But he told us this was a major larceny.
Yeah, well, they lied. They care more about some lousy medicine than they do about my mother's life. About all of the miners' lives.
That's not true. The agency does a lot of good.
Yeah, for the rich people on Earth. The rest of us are just cogs in the agency's machine. You know, the agency started out investigating crimes on the colonies, but over the last few centuries, they've grown into this monopoly that controls every single aspect of our lives in the colonies. But you probably have no idea what that's like. Where'd you grow up? The New York Dome? No, maybe Toronto. You seem Canadian nice.
I was raised in New Copenhagen, on Proxima Centauri B.
Really? Well then, you get it. You've seen firsthand how hard we have it.
Yes, but if we work hard, we can improve our lives. I'm living proof of that.
No, sweetheart. You are the exception to the rule. So, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna arrest me?
No, go take care of your mom.
You know, if you're ever on Venus again, look me up.
I can safely say I think our paths will probably never cross again.
Never say never.
Of course, Hilda and Astra did cross paths again. And again. But now, 10 years later, the agency's might still hangs over their heads.
You're back.
I'm sorry I stormed out. That was childish.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I know no matter what, that you're a good person, and you really are trying to change things.
And I know the same about you. I love you.
I love you too.
I want you to know, no matter what, I'm always on your side first.
I know.
Soon, those very words will be put to the test.
Hey, Tommy, come check this out.
The boss is away? We should be taking a break too.
Come on!
Fine. What is it?
Remember that weird sculpture that the spider made early in her career on Venus?
The rainbow one? Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm looking into it more. I don't think it was her first crime, but I do think she is from Venus.
Why do you think that?
Well, a month earlier, there was a theft of some medical supplies by a young woman. There is a really grainy image in the file. I think it's her, too. I think that was the beginning of her criminal career.
Okay, great. What does that mean?
Well, there are only a handful of women from Venus who fit the right age range and physical description of the women in that image.
How many is a handful?
6. And those are our suspects.
Shit. Belinda, look at this. You see who the investigators were on the medical supplies theft?
Captain Jones investigated the spider's first theft?
Next week on Starcrossed.
I've been thinking, and I've decided we're going to do it. The big job.
We found out something major. It's actually about you.
Me? Seriously, like vegetables?
Fire at will.
It's days like this that I just want to run away with her and never look back.
Starcrossed was created and written by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 6, At the Nightingale, was written by Grace Alba Smith, with performances by Samar Alshams, Kerry Bibb, Andy Chow, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Angie Reed, Clara Tan, executive producers CY Hui and Grace Alba Smith, edited and mixed by Grace Alba Smith, featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala, art provided by Noel Canos.
Dude, this is a lesbian bar! Dude, this is a lesbian bar! Dude, this is a lesbian bar. Dude, this is a lesbian bar.